Survey, Donald Trump expected to win presidential debate. By Hannah Knudsen on June 25, 2024. Likely voters expect former President Donald Trump to emerge as the victor of the presidential debate against President Joe Biden on Thursday, a Rasmussen Report survey found. The survey found likely voters predicting Trump will emerge as the victor by a 10-point margin, 47% to Biden's 37%. Another 11% remain unsure. Notably, 69% of Democrats believe Biden will emerge as the victor, while Republicans remain more confident in their candidate, as 81% believe Trump will win the debate. A plurality of independents, 45%, also agree with that assessment. The survey also found that a plurality, 47%, believe that this debate is Biden's last chance and that if he loses, Democrats will replace him with another candidate. Additionally, the survey found that most, 57%, believe Biden is more likely to have problems in the debate because of his age than Trump. Democrats remain split on that, as 43% believe Biden will have more trouble, and 43% believe Trump will have more trouble. The poll was taken June 18 to 20, 2024, among 1,080 U.S. likely voters. It has a plus or minus 3% margin of error. The survey comes as Biden is in the midst of debate camp with his advisors at Camp David in Maryland, having been there since Thursday. Ron Klain, Biden's former chief of staff, is leading the preparations for the debate at the retreat. It also comes as Trump supporters remind Americans of the obvious bias of CNN's moderators for Thursday's debate. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, the former of whom has perpetrated the Russia collusion hoax, described Trump's presidency as a disaster, and retweeted a post asserting that Trump is 100% insane, among many other things that Breitbart News has listed. Suggested Trump was a nightmare, for tens of millions of our fellow Americans, their long national nightmare is over. Claimed Trump continues to lie to the American people about coronavirus testing. Retweeted a post that called Trump 100% insane. Shamed Trump upon being hospitalized for the coronavirus. Described Trump's presidency as a disaster. Ran a segment about the alleged shape of Trump's penis. Questioned the 2016 election by perpetrating the Russia collusion hoax. Suggested Trump tried to kill democracy. Ordered CNN's control room not to cover Trump live. Claimed Trump was a rather angry defendant, saying there's no case here. Refused to cover Trump live due to potentially dangerous content. Suggested Trump was leading the nation down the drain. Accused Trump of siding with Russia during Russia collusion hoax. Said Trump sided with the enemy amid Democrat claims of a stolen 2016 election. Ordered Trump to stop whining after winning the 2016 election. Bash is not innocent either, suggesting in the past that Trump is sexist, perpetuating the Russia collusion hoax, and accusing the former president of making outright lies. All of these points about CNN's bias were made even more evident on Monday after CNN's Casey Hunt cut off the mic of Trump campaign National Secretary Karoline Leavitt after she simply highlighted Tapper's bias. Watch.